We're doing Chafetz Chaim. We're up to the sixth chapter, the ninth halacha. Kishem sheshiach isur kablat lashon hara bimam saper siper lo alachat sheasata davar sheino agun. Just as there is a prohibition of accepting lashon hara, if someone tells us that someone just did something wrong, something inappropriate, shenitztavino hazeh, what we're commanded with regards to this is shelo lachlit belibenu shadavar emet. We shouldn't decide that's what happened. Someone comes and tells us, so-and-so turned on a light on Shabbos. You can't just believe him. You might say, before I let my daughter marry him, I better find out if it's true or not. But you can't decide just because someone said Lashon Hara, that in my mind it's a fact. As we mentioned earlier in the beginning of this chapter, in Sif Aleph, Ken Sheyach Yam Yisuka B'Lat Lashon Hara. So this idea that we cannot accept Lashon Hara, we cannot take the slander that someone tells us and just believe it, the same is true Le'inyan Shachar Kei Yisur Lashon Hara, Shebiranu Le'el. It's not only if they tell us they did something wrong, it's also true if Kigon Levazotov Maseh Avotav, if they tell us where his family comes from, what his parents used to do, Obimasav HaRishonim, or someone tells you what he used to do once upon a time, Kivan Shumit Nehegata Kashura, if the person is right now behaving appropriately, you can't say, well, I heard that once upon a time he did this, that, or the other thing. Leave it alone. That's part of the prohibition of accepting Lashon Hara. They tell you so-and-so is not as smart as you think he is. They might tell you he doesn't know as much Torah as you think. Or they tell you when it comes to worldly things, he doesn't understand as much as you think he does. So these are different realms of Lashon Hara. One is telling me something wrong about the person. The second is telling me something wrong about their family. The third is telling me something wrong about their history. The fourth is telling me something derogatory about them, that they don't know a lot of Torah or they're not as smart as I think they are. Any one of these five examples that we learned about earlier in the chapter, they all fall under the heading of Lashon Hara. Bechol davar shugnut alav, anything that is a defamation of the person, something that's going to put him down in my eyes or others, so kshenitztavenu gam ken shelo leitkabel divrei hamesaper lefaneinu, leitbazot al yedei ze beineinu et mishneemru alav. We have the same commandment of Lashon Hara, that we're not supposed to accept this as fact. Someone tells me something about a person, I can't take that, and in my eyes, the person should go down in value. I don't know if it's true. So that same prohibition of accepting Lashon Hara applies to all the different realms of Lashon Hara we learned earlier in the chapter. Klalo shel davar. The general rule is, kol davar sheyesh alam saper isur avur diboro, anything that would be prohibited for a person to tell over, Yeshalam Kabeli Sovur Kabalato, then you have the mirror effect where the one who receives the Lashon Hara has a corresponding prohibition. Whatever it's prohibited to tell, it's also prohibited to believe when someone tells me. I might take that into account and be concerned that it's a possibility that it's true. But as we saw earlier in the chapter, I cannot accept it as a given fact. When someone tells me Lashon Hara about someone, in any one of the realms of Lashon Hara, I cannot just take that and say, yeah, that's true. That's the prohibition of accepting Lashon Hara.